The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it is the first time you have listened to our show or caught it on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our wonderful podcast platforms, welcome to the program. If you are a listener who has joined us for well over the two decades that we have been on, thank you each and every week for listening to the program and sharing it with your friends and family. It means a lot to us, and it's why we show up each and every week to provide healthier lifestyle options and suggestions and share with you good quality science-based information. If you'd like to learn more about the show, it's very easy to do so. You can visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. Again, that's foreveryoungradio.com. There you can listen to past shows, read fantastic articles, and make sure you visit the radio page to learn more about our great friends and sponsors of the show. Now, I got a favorite return guest as my co-host, is my co-host on and off, Dr. Mark Stangler, America's natural doctor, the founder of the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, and just, oh, goodness, an author of so many books, it would make your head pop off, and just putting content out there in the world. Wonderful formulator, good friend, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Mark, how are you?
Doing well. Kelly, how are you making out?
Oh, I'm doing great. My days are always better when I hear that voice on the other side of the microphone. And I know we're going to be able to help a lot of people out there. I mean, you've been in this game and helping patients and actively still seeing patients and continuing your education for many, many years, Dr. Mark. So I love when you come on the show because it is all about education. And believe me, with this topic, Women's Health Month, we're going to need to really rely on you to get over some of these issues people are dealing with, especially during the aging process. I've read so many articles that as women get older and we go through our changes, not only do we have increased issues with stress, but also with sleep, focus, and some are even reporting anxiety. So again, having a conversation today is just going to be wonderful. What do you know, Dr. Mark? You see a lot of patients at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. What are some of the key points of why women are dealing with maybe different levels of stress versus maybe that they weren't dealing with a year ago? Can you share a little bit on that?
Right. That's a good question. I think there's multiple reasons. You know, we have this problem with millions of Americans who have long COVID, you know, symptoms and health problems related to that. So that would affect a lot of women. Number two, there's all sorts of craziness going on politically, economically. You know, there's problems with, trying to think how to best word this, but there's problems with how, let's just say, the family unit is being valued in our society. Yep. So yeah, there's all sorts of things going on.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you are feeling stressed, just so you know, you're not alone. That's always good to know that other people are dealing with similar issues. But according to a March 2022 Value Penguin survey, again, and this is almost a year ago, so keep that in mind, 92% of women feel stressed at least one day in a given week. And that's up from 84% the year prior. So today we want to kind of just explain to you when you're having this chronic stress or these different levels of stress, maybe some of the symptoms that you could look for to realize it's stress related. So headaches, Dr. Mark, that's a new thing we're hearing quite a bit. People get stressed and they get a headache. But what are some other things that they may experience?
I mean, stress, so many. We see a lot of people have digestive problems as related to their stress. A lot of people, it certainly flares up anxiety and depression. We see a lot of people over the age of 50 where stress increases their blood pressure, or the blood pressure becomes problematic. We see a lot of problems with weight gain. You know, you get that high cortisol from the effects of stress. People start gaining weight, especially around the midsection. I'd say probably the most common symptom we've seen with patients would be insomnia. sleep problems, disrupted sleep. We see that as probably the most common symptom. And there could be other ones, you know, can cause problems with your immune system and other body organ systems. But yeah, these things are happening.
Yeah, all things, especially we want to avoid as we're aging. I mean, you have people going through menopause, different things like that. I'm sure that can disrupt the sleep. That can disrupt whether you're being able to maintain a healthy weight. But again, the cholesterol issues I've seen too. Maybe somebody didn't have high blood pressure or their cholesterol was in a normal range. All of a sudden they go through menopause and boom, they're having issues.
That is a good point. We do see that, absolutely, creating circulation issues. And certainly disrupting all the different hormonal systems of the body. We see that a lot, especially in the women, you know, causing changes with their cycle and worsening of perimenopause symptoms and thyroid symptoms go off, things like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that thyroid stuff is not fun. And we are seeing a climb in autoimmune issues going on. And I wonder if that could lead to it a little bit more of why women are feeling stressed, or maybe, I mean, our whole world's been shaken upside down the last couple of years. I think we're all trying to be optimistic, see the other side of it. Dr. Mark, how much and how often do you see at your clinic, the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, that someone comes in, they're just like, look, I'm late 40s, I'm not feeling myself, I don't know what's going on with me. How often can you correlate that with a change in hormones?
Oh, I mean, I'd say most of the cases. Most of the cases. Now, you got to remember, hormone, you know, imbalance is a huge category, right? So, I mean, we're talking stress hormones, we're talking thyroid, we're talking the sex hormones like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, you know, all these types of things. So I'd say most of them, there's, you know, hormonal things going on creating their symptoms in the women in the age group you just mentioned.
Right. And then you have to try to be a detective and figure that out. So is that where you then lead down the path of doing tests, right? You do tests. So would you maybe test the thyroid? And if you test the thyroid, do you test different levels of it or just TSH? Because I get frustrated as somebody who has an autoimmune Hashimoto's, where I ask somebody who thinks they have a thyroid issue, what did they test? And they said just our TSH. Is that a clear enough picture on a blood draw to tell you if you're having thyroid issues?
No, it really isn't. I mean, it's better than nothing, but it's not great. And there's many different reasons for that, but that's the answer. It's better than nothing, but it's not great.
Okay, that's what I figured. Fair enough. And then, so you may test estrogen, because obviously we want to know what's going on in our body estrogen-wise, but you also test testosterone in women when you run these. How come that happens, Dr. Mark?
Well, we do, because we understand the body, you know, works in systems. And so it doesn't work with isolated hormones. So in women, the perimenopausal age, the menopausal, we know there's many hormones that work together. So the estrogen, the progesterone, the testosterone, the DHEA, the cortisol, the thyroid, they all interact with one another. There's a connectedness between all these hormones. So if you just test one or a few, yes, that can be helpful. But if you don't test the others and there's problems with those and you don't address them, then you'll never fully help the patient.
Great. And is pregnenolone one of those you test as well?
Thank you. Wow. You got a good memory, Kelly.
I try. Memory. Hey, you test my blood. So I'm going off my blood work.
You're right. As part of the adrenal hormones, yes, we test the DHEA, the cortisol, and the pregnenolone, which is an interesting hormone because pregnenolone is really the building block of all the hormones. And so our body uses cholesterol as the building block, and in our adrenal glands with a design system, take that cholesterol and make pregnenolone. And then from pregnenolone, which has its direct effects on the body, you know, helps the brain and inflammation and other things, but your body then will use that to make other hormones. So it's a very sophisticated design system that we're talking about here. And that's why you want to have whole body hormone balance. Most doctors trained out there, they do isolated treatments, you know, one thing for the thyroid or maybe one thing for estrogen. They don't understand how addressing the connectedness of all the hormones works much better.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that's why we have you on the show today, Dr. Mark, is because you're running blood work, you're seeing patients, you've been helping women, you and Dr. Angela Stengler, for many, many years. And again, we want people to think about these things, and especially if they've had blood draws and they didn't include stuff like that, and they don't have answers, to maybe take a different approach. Now, look, we can't do a show on stress without talking about the adrenal glands. How do our adrenal glands mitigate and play a role when we're talking about stress?
Well, I mean, they're critical. I mean, basically, we've got our brain, which has all these sensors, which takes information from the outside world, you know, the type of stress we're being exposed to, as well as what's occurring internally in our body, you know, in our brain and our mind and so forth. And then messages go to our stress glands, the adrenal glands located on top of the kidneys, and we release stress hormones. And without them, you wouldn't survive. And not only would you not survive, but even if you have them, if they're imbalanced, you're going to have health problems. So they play a role in all sorts of things, from energy production, controlling pain and inflammation, mood control, controlling your immune system, both in fighting off infection or preventing autoimmune type diseases. The list goes on and on. So they're critical to being able to adapt to stress.
Now, you've known all this great stuff about the adrenal glands for many, many years and adrenal dysfunction. I think that is, when it really became appreciated by your traditional medicine, if you will, versus a naturopathic medical approach. You've been trained in both conventional and naturopathic. Do you think mainstream doctors take adrenal dysfunction or adrenal fatigue seriously?
No, not at all. I mean, if you look in the medical literature, if you look in like the early 1900s, they did acknowledge it actually in the published medical literature. And then later on, they just came to the conclusion, well, I mean, unless you have the type of adrenal problem where you could die from it, we don't consider anything to be a problem. So they're missing from, you know, the extreme where you could die from the adrenal problem. They miss all the area in between where, you know, you're not going to die from it, but certainly it's causing you health problems, suboptimal health, you know, symptoms and things like that. So they missed the boat on that for sure.
Yeah, I think of a patient, I remember her testimonial, just a passionate testimonial and impactful on my life 3 years ago, about this patient who came to you and had been to many, many doctors. And, you know, she was working, she'd have to go nap in her car during her lunch break. She was just so fatigued and so tired. And then how quickly you were able to turn that situation around for her just by realizing that she was dealing with adrenal dysfunction. So I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, you have to have a lot of happy patients there just by helping them get out of bed each and every day, because adrenal dysfunction can be very taxing and can cause you to have things like depression because you just don't feel yourself with that brain fog.
Yes. And you, as a doctor, if you don't help the patient who has adrenal hormone imbalance or adrenal dysfunction, if it's a problem and you don't address it, you're really doing a disservice to the patient. I mean, they're not going to feel the way they should. They're not going to recover from their illnesses the way they should. So it really is one of the fundamental things that often is missed in medicine. But fortunately, the integrative doctors, the functional doctors are well versed in it, pick up on that and help people with it.
Absolutely. I know one of the things you like to recommend for people in your office that are maybe going through a stressful situation, if it's long-term, short-term, is you really like adaptogens. Let's talk a little bit about adaptogens.
The term adaptogen really tells us exactly, you know, what these herbal extracts do. They help the body to adapt to stress. Now, again, when you look at the research on it, it helps the body adapt to stress, or be physical, mental, or emotional. And so that's the cool thing about it. It's working with the body's own system. It's not replacing the hormones. It's basically balancing out these adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha. They're balancing out the messaging system between the brain and the adrenal glands, the stress glands, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So while people are working on their stress reduction and so forth, the herbs like ashwagandha, they're also doing it internally for you, which is a really cool thing. And that's why the studies, when you look at things like ashwagandha, are very, very, you know, effective in helping to balance out all sorts of symptoms in the body. But to be a little more specific, Kelly, the European Medicines Agency, they define herbal adaptogens as adaptogenic substances that have the capacity to normalize body functions and strengthen systems compromised by stress. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And that is what we see. But you're right. Ashwagandha, it's the most well-studied adaptogen. Has a long history of use in Ayurvedic medicine, very commonly used here in the West. Now we've got studies done here in the West, and it's very, very impressive.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for listeners, when they hear it, they're like, okay, wait a minute. So I'll have more energy and I'm going to sleep better at night. How the heck does that work? But again, as you've explained, they adapt, they get your body to adapt, right? And so it makes sense that you could potentially have higher energy level, but also be sleeping better at night. Now, Dr. Mark, before we go to that break, rhodiola extract, is that something else that's a very well-known adaptogen? And what is that known for?
Yeah, that's my second favorite. Rhodiola has over 200 published studies on its use, and it has a long history of use, even in Russian medicine. Wow. And the same thing, it helps the adrenal glands to function more properly, making people more resistant to stress. Even things they've studied with medical students, and they have less mental fatigue and they're less stressed out. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really good, because we know when you got to start doing all that studying and going to class and half of you are working a job, that is a lot to maintain. I remember you telling me a story when you were in medical school, how you had low levels of DHEA, which was crazy because you were so young. And that was very different to see. But because of that stress, it really works your body over after a while. I think we're all supposed to have some stress in our life, right? It could be balanced. But when that stress is, I'm being chased by a tiger 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that can't be good for your body.
Well, you know, these people around the medical schools, I mean, they're a little bit strange. I mean, why would you want to have doctors coming out of school sick? And that's basically what they're doing to people. So yes, these herbs are very cool in that they actually increase your DHEA hormone, which helps you be more resistant to stress and has a calming effect. And they decrease cortisol, which when it's too high, makes you overstimulated, gives you insomnia, anxiety, depression. So it's quite the interesting balancing effect these herbs have.
Pretty cool. Well, stay with us when we come back from the break. I'm going to talk to Dr. Mark before we get into the sleep section about B vitamins and if stress can actually release them from our system. Stay with us right back after the break.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a very special guest today, Dr. Mark Stangler. Again, founder of the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, located in Encinitas, California. Wonderful product formulator, has been formulating products for many, many years for our good friends at Emerald Labs. These are also used in a clinical setting at his office, so we do have a lot of information on the validity and success of these formulas. Now, Dr. Mark, before we went to the break, we highlighted ashwagandha, rhodiola, all these great adaptogens for stress that people can incorporate in. Emerald makes a wonderful adrenal health formula. You actually formulated that for them. It's been around for years, very successful. People can go and take a look at that when they feel like it by visiting emeraldlabs.com or visiting Sprouts or any of the fine health food stores out there. Even your mom and pop should carry these products. Now, Dr. Mark, before we went to the break, low energy. I know that lots of people think of B vitamins, right? But when you're stressed, what happens? I remember reading a wonderful article you wrote, I think it was last year, and it's the effect on the body when you're overstressed and how B vitamins may need a higher intake. Can you share with us more on that?
Well, that's true. They have shown in research when we're under stress, physical, mental, emotional, we burn up the B vitamins much more quickly. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. Our body needs to produce more energy to adapt to the stress, number one. Number two, our stress glands, adrenal glands, do use certain B vitamins to be able to make stress hormones. One of the key ones is vitamin B5, known as pantothenic acid. And so if you got low levels of these B vitamins, like let's say B5, just one example, I mean, you're not going to be able to make your stress hormones properly, and you're not going to adapt to the stress as well.
Wonderful point. And I think about that a lot. Like I just recently saw my sister and she said, "Hey, Kelly, I go to this place where I get a facial. They give you a free B12 shot. All my friends are raving about how much energy I have and I don't." And she's much younger than my brother and I. She's the baby of the family. But remember, I was diagnosed with MTHFR and we have the same parents. So potentially I told her to get tested for that. And again, what is that, Dr. Mark? Would you mind just rattling off what is MTHFR?
Yes. Well, yeah.
I won't make you say the whole name.
I'm drawing off the top of my head. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase is what it is.
So ding dong. Yeah.
You know why we abbreviate it.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're right. This is a very common, let's say, genetic variation that people have. So about a fourth of the population have a copy from both parents. And what that's going to do is the enzymes in all our cells, they're going to function more slowly in terms of producing energy, producing neurotransmitters, being involved in detoxification. And about half of the population has one variation or one copy, bad copy, which your enzyme systems will slow down as well. So basically what they have found is if you take these methylated B vitamins in their active form, like you'd find in foods actually, you can actually get the enzymes in your cells working more efficiently, even though you got the genetic issue. So that's the good news.
Absolutely. And that's why I've stayed on Be Healthy by Emerald Labs, because it's that coenzymated form. I know I'm getting, I think there's 8 or 9 different forms of B vitamins in there. And it's not just focusing on one particular one. There is a time and a place for B12 injections. I'm not feeling anything weird about that. I know you do it at your clinic quite a bit, Dr. Mark, and it helps a lot of your patients. But as a daily driver, that's something that you might want to go and check out. Again, Be Healthy by Emerald Labs. Dr. Mark, sleep. I think this is one of the most aggravating topics to talk about, because it's like we try to help people to understand how to get a better night's rest. We've done shows on it. Watch the blue light. Read a traditional book. Stay off the iPad. Stay off the iPhone. Don't be ordering things late at night. These are all things that stimulate the brain and kind of potentially put you off a little bit. But there's other things that people are dealing with that are out of their control, maybe like nocturia or OAB, overactive bladder, that could be getting them up and disrupting that REM sleep throughout the night. So when we're looking at it and somebody says, well, how much sleep do I need each night? I know it's 7 to 8 hours, right? But there's a lot of people out there, Dr. Mark, like, I don't think I've slept 8 hours in my entire life. I mean, maybe when I was a newborn, but I think we all need different hours. Would you agree with that? Or should we all just strive to get those 8 hours?
Yeah, there is some variation. I mean, the average person 7 days, but there's people run into who feel excellent. You know, let's say it's 6 hours. So there is definitely some variation.
Okay. And I like to hear that, because I think people think they're failing. They're like, oh my gosh, I got 4 hours of REM sleep, because there's so many cool ways to track your sleep now. You can do it from an app. You could wear the cool rings that kind of check your blood pressure. They check your heart monitor. They tell you how much deep sleep you got. Go and check one of those things out, just so you kind of know what you're getting at the end of the day. So somebody comes in, Dr. Mark, and I know this is a women's health show, but men have issues with sleep too. So we're going to talk to both men and women at this sector of the program. But how do you help patients sleep better? So they're coming in there. Obviously, you're ordering the test. You're asking them their questions. I mean, you don't just give them melatonin. It goes above that, right?
Yeah. First of all, we want to just make sure a few things aren't going on. Number one, make sure they don't have sleep apnea, you know, where they're not getting enough oxygen at night. Key symptoms for that would be you wake up tired, no matter how many hours you sleep. You snore. People, you know, notice you snore, maybe stop breathing for short periods of time. Those are some red flags. You got sleep apnea. And so you need to get a sleep test, which we use at-home sleep tests for patients to, you know, screen for that. And then we want to make sure you're not doing some things which could simply be corrected, which could help the sleep issue. For example, you know, getting too much caffeine or sugar later in the day could be an issue. Alcohol certainly has been shown to disrupt the deep REM sleep, making sure there's not a problem with the alcohol intake. Also making sure that you're exposed to dark light when you're going to bed. Staying off the computers, the cell phones, the iPads, things like that, because when you get that blue light coming into your eyes, it's telling your pineal gland, which secretes the melatonin, that, hey, it's actually still daytime. Don't secrete that melatonin to get you sleeping. So start with some basic things like that. Make sure they're exercising, so their cortisol, stress hormones being balanced out, eating healthy. Those are some fundamental things that we would first, you know, look at with patients.
Yeah, and those are great points, Dr. Mark. And again, there's wonderful articles people can go and read. They can read it at foreveryoungradio.com, emeraldlabs.com. We have a whole article section there. Or you can learn more about Dr. Mark and his wonderful website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Please use that as a resource. Our number one thing for all three entities is to educate. And we read a lot of research, and Dr. Mark takes a lot of time to put this information together to kind of cut through what's real and what's not out there. So again, based on research information. Focus and memory. I'll tell you, when people aren't getting enough sleep, when they're super stressed out and they're not feeling themselves and they're going through these hormonal changes, as we spoke about, I would tell you that's where the forgetfulness or, you know, the scatterbrain or procrastination can even come in. Dr. Mark, it's in their body. They want to do these things, but it's almost like there's this force field blocking their thoughts. What do you know about that, Dr. Mark? And can you share a little bit more on there?
Well, yeah, we see a lot of people with attention problems. I mean, a lot of people have been diagnosed with things like ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or just a subtype where they don't have the hyperactivity, but the focus problems. And then there's a lot of people out there who have these issues, who have not been diagnosed. There's also people who don't have these conditions, but just anxiety, for example, it just disrupts their ability to focus for their brain to function properly. So these people can be helped. They can be helped through diet and lifestyle changes, targeted nutritional supplements, which will balance out their nervous system, their brain and nervous system.
Right. So limit the alcohol. That's the main thing we want to do. The sugar, make sure you're not getting a lot of that. Processed carbohydrates, especially if you're having some of these memory issues or you just can't concentrate or you're feeling like you can't find the words you're looking for. But there's also a lot of great stuff like the Mediterranean diet. Hammer that. Get those healthy fats. Mm. I think people became very fat phobic. And when they did that, when they stopped eating fat, I mean, that really can affect your brain, right, Dr. Mark? How much is 80% of your brain is fat, if I'm remembering right?
You're right. And what studies show is when people are low in those good omega fatty acids, then your brain can't retrieve information properly, can't store the information properly, it gets more irritated, you know, things like anxiety. And when you look at the studies, there's a number of studies that show that people who take higher doses of omega-3s, they have less problems with like anxiety and depression. So you're right on that.
Yeah, I believe it. And you know what? I walk the walk, I talk the talk. Every morning I wake up, I break my fast by taking an omega-3 supplement. And there's tons of different ones. You can take the fish stores. There's really high quality ones. I know you have one at your clinic, Dr. Mark. There's other companies doing it right. There's Orlo Nutrition who does a pure algae form for vegans and stuff like that. But it has changed my life so much. I think the last time you and I talked, I'm like, I don't know what's going on with me. I feel like my brain hurts. Like, what's going on? You know, and that's where I immediately just started giving, you know, taking the memory health and incorporating citicoline and different forms of omegas into my diet. And it has helped me so much. I feel like I could find my words again. I'm not having this brain fog. Geez, adding a little bit more fat can really make a difference in your cognition. But I also want to talk about the uptick we're seeing in anxiousness and anxiety and some of the recommendations that you are telling your patients to maybe try. So listeners, again, you can learn more about us. You can do it at foreveryoungradio.com or go to emeraldlabs.com. We're going to go ahead and highlight some of their products. Wonderful title sponsor. We love talking about them. But you get 20% off every single day at their website by using the code FOREVER. And that's in addition to the 10% daily discount. So we'll tell you more when we come back. But stick with us. More on your health.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Again, welcome back, listeners. Thank you for joining us each and every week as we discuss major changes going on in the health algorithm out there. We see so many new things popping up and people dealing with different situations. This is our Women's Health Show. Again, we brought in America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, to help us with that. And he has been sharing some wonderful information, not only on the benefits of adaptogens, ways to better manage stress, ways to maybe get a better night's sleep, and how we can have more focus and really support the memory and cognitive function as we age. Dr. Mark, we get a lot of emails from people, and I have to tell you, it's a little bit sad to read some of them just because maybe they've changed in the last year and a half. And they said, I never felt anxious. I never felt weird about wanting to leave the house or joining my church or going to an activity, but I do feel that way now. What can we offer to people or any recommendations, again, if they're having that anxiety? What is a good coping mechanism other than DoorDash and alcohol?
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, besides things like exercise and prayer, I think we find a lot of patients get some very quick, effective support just using certain supplements. Certainly, you know, CBD, a good CBD product can be very effective. We certainly recommend a lot of things like GABA. The amino acid GABA is very calming to the brain and nervous system, but it doesn't like make you tired or sedated. So you don't have to worry about that. Good old magnesium is critical for the nervous system as well as the muscles to stay relaxed, to not be irritated. These are some foundational things that are going to make people, you know, less affected by stress. And then, of course, we've talked about in the past about adrenal gland health and supplements like herbs, like ashwagandha, for example, to balance out the stress hormones like cortisol, that when it's high, you just feel more irritated, more anxious, and it has a natural calming effect, but doesn't make you tired. So these are some tools we find most of our patients are using and are benefiting from.
People are wondering, okay, well, I want to take something, and this can even be with a sleep formula, but they don't want to have that residual almost hangover effect the next day. And there's certain things that you avoid when you formulate products, right? The Sleep Health by Emerald Labs, you intentionally didn't put valerian root in there for a reason. Why didn't you, Dr. Mark?
Very good point. Yes, because there is a certain percent of people who take the valerian and they get nightmares from it.
Hmm.
And so yeah. I saw it enough in practice over the years where I'm just like, we have such good things that we can use now. We don't need to use valerian. And so if people want to take it, they can take it on their, you know, by itself. But no, we find when we're using things like the amino acid theanine to calm the brain, give a deep REM sleep, lemon balm to keep the brain calm, passion flower, some melatonin. These things work so well, we don't need to mess around with the valerian. So I don't even rarely use it with patients.
And I think that's great. And one of the things that I really like about the way you formulate for Emerald Labs, and goodness, they've been around since 1996. Again, you can get them at health food stores nationwide or learn more at emeraldlabs.com. And again, use that code forever to get 20% off on any of the products they make. There's over 100. But what I like and what adds value in the consumer alliance is you're adding multiple branded ingredients to one formula. So when you're talking about the adrenal health, it doesn't just have ashwagandha in it. You've put a number of other things in it, Dr. Mark.
Well, that's true. And what I try to do is to give people the best chance to get a good health response to the products. And so that's what you'll see in the products. You're going to see ingredients which have human published studies, number one. Number two, the same type of extract or concentration. So that's factor number two. Mm-hmm. Factor number three would be using the right milligram or dose amount that the studies use, duplicating that. And then factor number four would be using a synergistic blend of ingredients which are going to target different pathways and causes as to why the person's having a problem. When you do those four things combined with a credible, reputable, quality manufacturer, this is where we get excellent, excellent results.
Yeah, which is great. And you can also see it in the blood work. Maybe they test their blood work when they come in. You put them on these protocols, diet, exercise, hydration, definitely an integral part. In no way are we saying, take this pill, get rid of all your ailments. Life doesn't work like that. Okay, so Dr. Mark, we highlighted the adrenal health formula, the Be Healthy formula, sleep health we talked about. What about memory health? What really went into that to help people kind of give the benefit of maintaining and helping with their cognitive performance?
Well, I take the memory health very, you know, seriously because, you know, we have people arrange for having that have mild memory problems, focus memory problems, they have mild, then we'll get people with moderate to severe. And so I want people to be using things which we know, again, give them a good opportunity to notice improvement. And so in the formula, we start off with something called cognizin, which is a type of substance called citicoline, a naturally occurring substance, very small amounts in foods, our body makes it. And citicoline, it provides a building block for the brain to make acetylcholine, the neurotransmitter mainly involved in memory. Now, when you start looking at Alzheimer's drugs, most of them mainly work on increasing acetylcholine. But here we have a natural agent shown in several human studies to be effective for age-related memory impairment, early dementia. Again, I'm not saying it's a cure for dementia, but it was shown to have some improvement. So this is very, very powerful. Good human studies showing it's safe and effective for improving memory. So that's number one. Number two, we have methylcobalamin B12. Now, 25% of seniors, studies show, are deficient in B12. And when you're low in B12, it mimics the symptoms of dementia. You get memory problems, focus problems. So it's an easy thing to correct. Number three, turmeric. A good turmeric extract with Mareva, very highly absorbed. And we now know that with the brain, like other body parts, when you have chronic inflammation in the brain, it's going to lead to a breakdown, you know, of the cells and to be able to function properly. So that's why the turmeric's there. And then we have antioxidants in there, whole food, synergistic blend of antioxidants, things like pomegranate juice powder, goji berry extract, camu, resveratrol, these things which protect the brain from the oxidative effects, from just metabolism, from pollution, from stress. And so combined together, this is why I see a very high percent of people responding to the formula.
Yeah, that's great. You know, those are all just so beneficial when we're talking about the things we're trying to balance, and especially, you know, the amount of conversations we've had on inflammatory factors. I mean, that they've categorized it as inflammaging. And I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, I didn't plan on sharing it, but I recently visited my neurologist just to do my annual checkup. And I asked about getting the APOE4 test just to see if I had the gene that potentially I could be exposed more to Alzheimer's and dementia. And what my neurologist said to me is, why do you want to know? There's nothing you can do about it if that is the situation. At the end of the day, would you encourage people to get that test or kind of just?
Well, you know, I would disagree with them. There is research showing that even people who have that genetic predisposition, that you can modify the genetic expression, what we call epigenetics, through changes in the diet, by regulating your insulin and blood sugar levels, by getting the good fats into the brain, by proper exercise, by making sure you don't have high heavy metals like mercury and lead in your system. So I would disagree. I think we now have research showing that you can actually modify your predisposition through what I just am talking about. There's a neurologist, Dr. Bredesen, B-R-E-D-S-E-N, and he's written a couple of books on that. He's from UCLA. He conducted studies, actually, in people with early stage Alzheimer's. Again, he's, you know, from UCLA. And he found, through what I just talked about, by addressing these different components of risk or causes of why you get dementia, Alzheimer's, he has shown in research that you can modify a person's risk. So now we know that isn't true.
Yeah. And thank you for speaking to that. We need to get him on the show, by the way, just to kind of help other people hearing that. It's no matter what I get the test back and what it says, I'm still going to do great things for my body. I'm still going to give additional support where I can and, you know, eliminate certain things, add additional nutrients. And I think we can all do that. And again, finding ourselves through these situations of maybe having high stress, a lack of sleep, that low energy, not being able to find your words. These are all common things happening to people out there. So we need to make some modifications to help us along the way. And that is what you did today, Dr. Marcus. You helped us with so many great recommendations. Appreciate the time that you gave us today on this topic and hope we can talk again real soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kelly. Appreciate being on with you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. And thank you for the value that you bring, not only to this show, but with the formulations of all these great products you put out in the world. And again, if anybody would like to learn more about Dr. Mark Stengler, you could do so by visiting his website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, you can learn more about his clinic and more about the wonderful articles and podcasts that he's put out there. That does it for our show today. Again, if you like some of the products we highlighted, go and check them out for yourself. EmeraldLabs.com. Have a happy and healthy week. We'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.